Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Brand Finance has released its top cities report, and Cape Town emerging as a standout in sub-Saharan Africa, solidifying its position as a leading city in the region. But what about other cities across South Africa and the continent? What can they learn from Cape Town's success? And how does city branding contribute to South Africa's image on the global stage? Well, to answer all of those questions is Jeremy Sampson, Chairman of Brand Finance Africa. And maybe, Jeremy, good evening to you. You could start by explaining how brand finance defines and measures a city brand, and also tell me why city branding is so important.
Yes, this is something the Brand Finance, which is London-based, global, does every year. And cities are important, as we know. This is where we have a series of metrics which we go through, and we go out and have research amongst 15,000 people, 20 countries, and that allows us to come back to the top, what we think are the top 100 cities in the world. And, you know, you look at the basic things, like in any brand, and you know this, you look at the familiarity, you look at its reputation, and you look at its consideration, because awareness is only the start. But then if you get into consideration, you start looking at, well, as a city, do you want to live there? Would you want to study there? Would you retire? Would you visit? Would you invest? And investment, of course, is crucial to South Africa. And then the final two things for consideration, could you work locally or work remotely? And these are all the sort of things. And then we have seven pillars, which I won't go into, but over 40 factors. And this is all part of our research. So it's pretty granular, but it is global. And this is where sometimes when you see the results as South Africans living in South Africa, you think, why did they come up with that? How is Cape Town dropping four places in the last year, for instance? How is Johannesburg only dropped one place? How do they compare with other African cities? And this is where you have to look down to someone like Nairobi or Lagos. Lagos is way down in the 90s.
Having said that about Cape Town, though, Jeremy Sampson, it still ticks many of those crucial boxes and is ranked as a leader in sub-Saharan Africa.
Absolutely. And this is where it is, as you say, number one. It remains number one, south of Sahara. And as we all know, it's a lovely place to go to and visit or even work in and study in a fantastic business school there and things like that. But I find it interesting that, you know, one of the factors it's been rated very highly on is the weather and the climate and how good it is. Now, we in South Africa know that the weather can get a bit dodgy through our winter months, can't it, as they found this last winter. But at any rate, the perception, especially from the people who come here on holiday, obviously from probably, I believe it's already started from November through to March, is it's a fantastic place and the climate is magic. And that's very good news. Whereas Johannesburg has a totally different climate, as we all know.
Johannesburg, of course, in an ideal world, particularly on the investment matrix, should rank a whole lot higher.
Yes, and you know what you're touching on here is the marketing of the cities, the marketing of South Africa. Obviously, if a country has a good perception, then the cities are going to score. South Africa hasn't got the greatest perception, as we know, in our country rankings, and this is where the government of national unity, etc., things like that, there is a certain amount of instability. But Johannesburg is strong. It's still regarded as the business hub of Africa, and that's good news. But sometimes I question, again, the efficiency of the bodies which are meant to be promoting South Africa. You know, we've had the GCIS, the Government Communications Board, in the news quite a lot the last couple of weeks because it's not very effectual. We know at SA Tourism, there's been a revolving door when it comes to the chief executives over the last decade or so. And then we have the individual marketing boards. And generally, I think it's accepted that Cape Town and through Wesgro, et cetera, does a better job than the others.
Jeremy, are there lessons that South Africa and other African cities could learn from other top cities globally about developing a strong city brand?
I think there are lessons from everyone. You know, when you look at the top five, they really are the usual suspects. And they do move around. They're not consistently always in that position. But London, New York, Paris, Tokyo, Dubai, now that's big competition. But we know that, get someone to Cape Town in the middle of summer and it's absolutely idyllic. And I'm sure they'll come back. but get them into the Kruger Park, get them into Johannesburg for business. You know, a lot of people say, oh, we fly over Johannesburg, we don't want to stop there. Well, there is a marketing challenge, and that should be taken head on. And I'm not sure it is being taken on. The other thing that really upsets me is when you look at international television channels. And for instance, there was an American channel that until recently had a gentleman here based here who always seemed to want to find the negative news about South Africa. And that's where, you know, in the field of journalism, you've got to have ambassadors, you've got to have positive stories, and you've got to keep getting exposure so there's an awareness. Now, nothing is better than a test match at Newlands when you get the television camera showing Table Mountain, showing people out on the beach. It's fantastic.
Mr. Sampson, awareness is one issue, but what about collaboration between cities, government, and the private sector in strengthening a city brand? Does that play any role at all?
Well, that is absolutely spot on. We all need to work together. You know, I know it's an old cliche, but when you look at the Springboks and you saw them playing, they're different positions, different jobs to do, but they all work together as a team. Whether you're the hooker, the fullback, it doesn't matter. You're on the same team, your family. And this is where I think often in South Africa, we have these silos and people are not working well enough together. You know, when you come to the private sector, things like the airlines, some of the tourism bodies, when you come to some of the government bodies who seem to think they can stand alone, you know, there have been argument going on for years saying, should Brand South Africa, should the GCIS, should SA Tourism be pulled together? And that's a very good question, and I don't think it's been answered, because the can keeps getting kicked down the road.
Just in terms of a strong city brand, does that feed directly into the broader national brand strength of a country?
Absolutely, because if you have, for instance, Cape Town's port working efficiently, and we know it doesn't, we know how it's one of the most inefficient in the world, that port would bring in more ships. I know it's bringing in cruise ships, but you want the big container ships, which are having to go around South Africa. They would be coming in, and there would be tourists coming on board more and more, the victualling of those ships. Everything works together, and this is where if you have one strong city, it actually then cascades into the country. But it comes back to your earlier point. People have got to work together, and at the moment, I'm not sure they even talk to each other at times, and I'm generalizing, of course.
Jeremy Sampson is the chairman of Brand Finance Africa. Jeremy, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.